Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So John just asked me a question. And he goes, what is this 918 thing we're doing?
Yeah.
John, you were intentionally kept in the dark on this.
Okay.
You're not supposed to know. It's a surprise. I want to get your candid reaction to some audio at 918.
You trust us?
That's a loaded question.
Absolutely not.
What if I tell you it's something Stoney said?
Well, okay. I mean, it's get ready to laugh. We'll see.
It specifically involves you. So we'll get to that at 918.
Did this happen live on air on Friday?
It happened live one of the days Stoney was in, not on our show.
It was Tuesday this week.
Oh, okay.
With Rico.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw it and I said, boy, we have to get John's reaction.
Was it just victim of the seat? He was sitting to just take random shots at me?
No more clues.
Okay. Yeah.
918. We'll get John's reaction
to the other mic.
We got Dear John at 935 as well. Look, we brought up Spartan football and we do want to tap into what I think is a lot of frustration. Okay, Jonathan Smith is not getting it done. And there are people who want him fired. And it's early, but it's not early by today's college football standards. You can make changes quickly and see results almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Texas A&M did it with Jimbo Fisher to Elko. Of course, everybody wants to cite Cignetti. You're going to see him face-to-face this week if you're a Spartan fan. You're rooting for your team to get humiliated because you want him fired, right? Because apparently shame has not been shameful enough. He still has a job. You've given up on him salvaging this. If that's the camp you're in, we want to hear from you. And if you don't agree with that, you could stick up for the guy. I mean, we're open to that discussion too. One of the names that I think was floated as a troll, but I think you could actually ask the question about, is James Franklin. Would Spartan fans want James Franklin to be their next coach?
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Simple. Is it an upgrade?
Yes.
Okay. Is it an upgrade enough, I think, is maybe the more important question for Spartan fans, because I think James Franklin will get you to a certain level, and that is competing for Big Ten championships, being highly ranked. But the one thing that we all know about James Franklin is he can't seem to find a way to beat the big boys, and those are ranked big boys. And I'm not going to talk about Michigan, being unranked and kind of where they are last year, this year, just not a very solid team. Like he can beat teams like that. So it's not just, can you beat Michigan or can you beat Ohio State? Would he be able to beat Penn State with being coached by somebody else? The question is, when those teams are ranked in the top 10 and it matters most, will he be able to beat them? And his track record says no. So are you willing to go with a guy that can get you to a certain level? Is he the guy before the guy?
Right. I think it's not a troll question because MSU can't look down on a James Franklin. And James Franklin's a really good recruiter. And I think at MSU, he would win 9 to 10 games. Would he beat Michigan consistently? I don't know. If it's a big game, probably not. Would he beat Ohio State consistently? I think we know the answer there. He'd be a guy that gets you flirting with the playoffs. And maybe that's good enough. I mean, when we talked about Jonathan Smith, what did we say the expectation was? That not every year, but some years, yep, you compete for the Big Ten and you make the college football playoff. Well, doesn't that sound like James Franklin in a nutshell? I get it. You'd never be satisfied constantly losing the big games.
Right.
But sure beats where you are right now, which is getting blown out against even bad teams. Like when UCLA and Rutgers are rolling into East Lansing and rolling up 20 and 30 point victories, you're not too good for James Franklin. I know like initially the jarring Photoshop of him in the East Lansing MSU gear might have felt like a troll for Michigan fans.
Mm-hmm.
As a Spartan fan, how would you feel about it? 248-539-9797.
Yeah, I mean, they want to get back to relevancy.
Right.
And so I think that's obviously one name if they decide to make a change. There are a number of other names.
You got a better name?
Well, yeah, I got one that I mentioned for Penn State, and that's Pat Fitzgerald. Pat Fitzgerald is a guy that can get maximum amount of ability and performance out of three-star guys, which is what he was getting at Northwestern. Now you give him the platform of a Michigan State, or we talked about him at Penn State, where he can recruit. He will have some finances. There'll be some financial support, and you're starting to recruit more four-star guys. Every once in a while, maybe you even nab a five-star.
Mm-hmm.
He is an unbelievable football coach and a great individual.
He's going to get a job. He wants to coach again, I assume. He's going to get a job. He's a classic guy who achieved more with less.
Mm-hmm.
I call it an overachiever. James Franklin's an underachiever. When he was given all the resources of Penn State and the loaded roster in preseason number two, they lost three in a row and they won't even make the playoff. If you ask me between the two, yeah, I think I'd take Pat Fitzgerald between the two.
Yeah, I think most people probably would.
We could put that to the people too. I mean, I don't know if there's any other names out there. The key here is Jay Batt did not hire Jonathan Smith, is a fundraising guru. $30 million is a big price to buy out Jonathan Smith. But if he lands somewhere else, maybe there's a provision where it's not too bad.
Right. Yeah. They have to make up the difference, whatever that next salary is for Jonathan Smith.
And regardless, there is a cost to keeping him. The cost to keeping him is irrelevancy.
Mm-hmm.
So all the money that you're making as a member of the Big Ten, the record revenues that these schools are making, use some of it to keep yourself a relevant football team.
And it's the money that you're not making in regards to if donors are excited about the program and they feel hopeful about the direction of the program, they're more apt to open up the checkbook.
Yeah, I mean, you can sit on the $30 million bucks and not buy out Jonathan Smith and watch all of that support dry up and you become a husk of a program. I mean, maybe you already are, but give yourself a chance to sprout and grow and be the program that you think you can be, especially if Jay Batt's fundraising, especially if you have this revenue coming in as a Big Ten member school, especially if you have, it wasn't that long ago this team won the Big Ten title, that they had some recent success with Mark D'Antonio. Don't let that become guys talking about yesteryear.
Right, and you don't want to wallow around too long in irrelevancy because Oregon's right there. Penn State will be back right there. You've got, you know, Ohio State, who's always there. Like, there's Indiana. If Cignetti decides that he's just going to make Bloomington his home, I mean, he's going to be competitive every single year.
Yeah.
The Big Ten, with as big as it is, and it's the same in the SEC, with as big as it is, cracking into that top echelon is not going to be easy to do.
What about a guy that Jay Batt knows from Georgia Tech? Do you think Brent Key would be a reasonable candidate for MSU? Big Ten is a step up from the ACC.
Sure.
Brett Key did play at Georgia Tech. I don't know his willingness to leave, but money will do that to people.
Well, and recruiting footprint makes a difference.
Yeah, he's a Southern guy. Birmingham, Alabama. He spent his whole career coaching in the South. Georgia Tech, Central Florida, Bama.
So you don't want to enter into a change the names, but enter into another agreement with very much the same.
So and I'm Southern not saying, Jonathan
you know,
Smith?
Yeah, I'm not going to say it would be the same because everybody's going to be, you know, have their path to success. But
the parallels
would
be
if
there.
You're taking a guy that is, you know, Northwest is his recruiting territory. That's where everybody knows Jonathan Smith. And then you plop him in the Midwest, becomes hard to recruit at that school.
Yeah. There would be the similarities of you're taking a guy from a school that he played at,
yeah,
and he's only leaving because it's more money in a bigger conference. Is he a culture fit? Now, Jay Batt would know him really well. There'd be synergy there. And he's an O-line guy, more of that like toughness.
Smart.
Of course, you like that.
Yeah. But probably, more of that, I don't know him, but probably handsome.
Sure.
That was a head shake I didn't expect. just you're not even paying attention. And then I say something like that, and you're like, nah.
I am listening. Nah. I am listening as I'm looking at my news articles.
So yes. Nah, that's a bad comment.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, you said it all.
Yes.
Nah. Handsome, John, really?
Yeah. Mm. Didn't say anything because your mic was off.
I don't know about all that.
Couple quick texts. Lifelong Spartan fan and ticket holder. I want Smith gone. I don't care what happens against Michigan. Get him out. I'll never root for Michigan State to lose to Michigan. That being said, I want him out of town as soon as possible. Would love to have Narduzzi back.
I don't know about that.
You're an idiot, Costa. It does go on. There's more. As bad as it gets for MSU fans, I would never root for Michigan to stomp them. We took a call today from a Spartan fan who's rooting for Michigan. There's two guys who host afternoons on this station who are going to be rooting for Michigan. John, if you could hook them up with some gear from the M-Den, outfit them properly for next week, I think they'd be more than happy to wear it.
Oh, I'd be more than happy to autograph some of my stuff and give it to them.
There you go.
You think Spartan fans would rather have Pat Narduzzi or Ohio State defensive coordinator Matt Patricia?
Okay, now that's the troll question.
I wonder what how he would answer that.
Someone should ask him it. Maybe I will on the podcast.
Do it.
See if he can blow a gasket.
Since he got you yesterday.
Oh, God, yeah, that was painful if people haven't listened. Anyway, coming up next, we have audio that John Jansen has not heard that he needs to hear. It's 97.1.
Hey, Dr. B at Michigan Hair Restoration is celebrating 30 years of helping guys across Michigan restore their hair and their confidence. And he's helped thousands look younger, feel better, and get their confidence that they thought was gone for good. He is a board-certified facial surgeon. Dr. Berkowitz is a true pioneer in modern hair restoration. He's the only Detroit-area physician offering both smart graft and neograft. They're these advanced, minimally invasive technologies performed entirely by his own in-house medical team. There's no traveling techs, no assembly line, just precision, safety, and results that look completely natural. So forget outdated methods, no stitches, staples, or scars, just real hair you can run your fingers through. To mark his 30-year milestone, Dr. B is offering the Confidence Package, a free consultation plus $1,000 off when you mention 97.1 The Ticket. So the sooner you go in, the more options you'll have, and the sooner you'll start seeing results. Visit MichiganHairRestoration.com to schedule your complimentary consultation. Michigan Hair Restoration, where your confidence grows back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, real quick, I got a text from Birchie.
Yeah.
He said, I don't pretend to know college football like you guys, but for those asking, is Franklin good enough for MSU? Has anyone suggested that MSU might not be good enough for James Franklin?
I mean, it depends on offers that he may or may not receive.
What kind of job do you think he will get now that he's a free agent?
Well, I think he'll be a Big Ten or SEC.
Power job, yeah. Head coach.
You could look at him in possibly some ACC schools. Not that Dabo's going anywhere. That's not one. But
what about North Carolina?
Yeah, I was going to say a Belichick, if they move on from him.
What's a better job, North Carolina or Michigan State?
Michigan State.
Right. So it's not insulting to bring up.
No.
And I think there's like a recoil on both sides, which is kind of why it's a fun question.
But if James Franklin's looking for a place that may be a little bit less pressure, he's looking for maybe the Iowa of the Big Ten or of the ACC, where, you know, maybe it's once every 4 or 5 years you're competing for a championship and the other ones you're respectable. Mm-hmm. Like maybe he's just, that's kind of what he would like.
That could be the pivot point. Anyway, we have some audio that we're going to play for you.
Okay.
It's from Stoney. Greg? No, that's not the audio. That was Stoney with us on Friday.
Uh-huh.
The audio about John Jansen. Your response. You want to take on another job?
that job is currently held by a very good kid. So I'm not going to comment on that at all.
Would you ever want to coach?
I would love to coach at some point. Yes. I've always talked about that. And part of the reason why I never did was my family situation. Is why I originally got out of the NFL. And now I'm in a better place in regards to that. I love what I'm doing here. So it's not like I'm looking, but yeah, at some point in my life, I would love to coach an offensive line somewhere.
You could do three jobs. You could do the morning show. Mm-hmm. You could do Michigan Radio Network, and then you can coach offensive line. It'll be great. You won't have any sleep.
Yeah. 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 Well, yeah. Never get much anyway. So
I think that would be impossible.
What's that?
I think
you would leave us.
Oh, yeah. I don't. Yeah.
It was a joke. I don't actually think John would get 0 hours of sleep and do three jobs.
Yeah.
You would leave us for a coaching job, wouldn't you?
If the right position opened up, sure.
Replace Hank Fraley.
Now you're just making him uncomfortable. This is great.
All right, I'm trolling. Yes,
I mean, I love the game of football. I love talking about the game of football, watching the game of football, and maybe the thing I've loved the most. And I've not had this opportunity at a high level. I've done it on youth football. I've talked to offensive lines around the country sometimes at different colleges and universities. I love teaching the game of football. The mental side of it was always what intrigued me playing. The physical side, sure. While I could be physical about it, but being able to pass on what I know and learn more about, because the game has changed, I love the mental side of it as well.
How they got on that tangent, by the way, because I'm sure you're wondering like how the hell they get there. They do like a can we say this, and there's various statements, it was, can we say that Sherrone Moore will never win a Big Ten title? And their concern was, well, why aren't they better on the offensive line when they promoted an offensive line coach? I think it's too early to say that he can't win a Big Ten title at Michigan. I'm not exactly thrilled with the way they look right now, especially if you're a Michigan fan. I get being upset.
Well, it's always going to be... Right now, how can you recruit at a high level? And I will say this about this staff. It's, you know, obviously Bryce, number one recruit in the country. And you look at some of the guys on defense, even, you know, Jordan Marshall. And then you go into the transfer portal and you get a guy like a Justice Haynes. Like, you've got to be able to do both. Sherrone has shown that he can do both. Now the one thing that he needs to do is show that he can develop that great young talent and identifies areas of weakness. And I thought one of the things he did well last year was, hey, the area of weakness, the biggest area of weakness was play caller. So he moved on.
If they win 9 games, which would be all the games they're favored in the rest of the way,
mm-hmm.
you'd have 9 wins. You'd be bringing back a quarterback who was an elite recruit a year under his belt. Absolutely, he's going to see a third year at that point.
Yeah.
So I think it's all premature. Now, well,
they're also playing without their starting left tackle, actually.
Well, yeah, Babalola got injured,
yes.
who was projecting to be the starting left tackle. And then you move some other guys around.
That is what I'm referring to, yes.
Okay. Gets into more of my plans.
So you're trying to put John at left tackle, too?
Yes. Yeah, that'd be great. Yes, I'm still waiting for that waiver. One more year of eligibility.
Dear John at 9:35, let's get to Heather with the news.
Hey, an up north golf resort has been named 2025 Michigan Golf Course of the Year. Mm. Congrats to Crystal Mountain's Mountain Ridge Course. It received the honor on Wednesday by the Michigan Golf Course Association. So if you haven't played the course, it has scenic views, elevation changes. It was ranked among the top 10 golf resorts and destinations for an up north vacation by the Free Press. So a place to go check out. It opened in 1995.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, very cool. A former Michigan State Police trooper is suing Michigan State Police and its leadership, claiming that she faced just longstanding racism, sexism, harassment, and retaliation during her 25 years there. Sarah Krebs says she, among other things, was passed over for promotions that she was supposed to have earned. She was excluded from big projects, and she was sidelined after she voiced her concerns about biased policies taking place. She also alleges that a sexual harassment claim filed on her behalf was then mishandled. She wants a jury trial for damages and legal costs, and her lawsuit basically says that problems like this were running deep within the Michigan State Police culture for quite some time. Mm-hmm. We've had warmer than normal temperatures recently, but that is about to change very soon. Boy. So we've been seeing afternoon temperatures like in the 70s, right? Which is well above normal for this time of year. But starting around October 22nd, which is next Wednesday, expect to see a shift. Highs will gradually dip from the 70s down to the 60s and then eventually settle closer to 50.
All right.
So, bust out that fall clothes. Those layers, the jackets, the cute boots, girls. Like, I love the fall.
Oh, fall is by far the best season of the four for me.
I love sweater weather and coats and jackets and boots.
But you don't have to bundle up too much.
No.
Just enough to be comfortable.
No, it's not like you need a winter coat and hat and gloves. Yeah. It's just, it's comfy. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's
best time of year.
You guys beware, your go-to protein shake might be hiding something dangerous. There's a new Consumer Reports investigation tested 23 popular protein powders and like ready-to-drink shakes and found that about 70% had more lead in a single serving than what they consider safe for a whole day. The worst offenders in particular are some plant-based powders. There's two, you can go check them all out online, that have lead levels that are so high they're being flagged to just avoid, like, don't even drink them, avoid entirely. And then powders made from dairy had lower levels, but about half of those that were tested are still high enough that they're saying, hey, we recommend you probably shouldn't use these.
Do they say why? Is it like something in the process?
I don't know why.
I'm guessing so.
They're not regulated by the FDA. Right. So it's whoever is manufacturing these aren't maybe.
But to John's point, if it's across brands, then.
Yeah, there's got to be something in the process of getting the. I don't know if it's the protein or if it's something else they're putting in there.
And they say, hey, you don't need to like freak out about this, but maybe have some pause before you buy this again or think about it or maybe cut back. Don't do it so frequently. Anyway, just be careful out there. Finally, Cal Raleigh, known as the Big Dumper, right? His nickname.
Yeah.
Well, because of that nickname, some Mariners fans may have had a whole new way to show their support for him. So there's a porn site, Cam Soda, and they were hoping, I don't know if this actually went down or not, but they were hoping to hand out some giveaways to Seattle fans at Wednesday's ALCS Game 3 in honor of
Cal Raleigh,
the big dumper. Yeah. So they said, you know, as long as we would get permission, we were going to hand out these sex toys before the first pitch.
Oh.
For your exit ramp.
Yep. Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, not the same ones that we've seen at NFL games or WNBA games.
Not the ones being thrown out onto the court or onto the field. No, no. Different types of sex toys. And they were hoping that would be a fun way to show their support.
Oh, okay.
You saw the Mariners fan.
Yes, and it wouldn't be the first time you would have that at a game.
Right, there was
I guess I'm trying to avoid saying what it is.
It's a plug.
It is.
Yes.
And somebody was
wearing. You can decide where it goes.
A shirt with that item on it at one of the games. Yes.
I love how uncomfortable everybody's getting. This is phenomenal. His name is the Big Dumper. You can connect the dots.
Connect to whatever you want.
It's Heather with the news. Dear John's next, 97.1.
Hey, Planet Fitness is a great place to work out. It's always clean. They're always welcoming. And it's the judgment-free zone. We've been telling you about that. But if now's the time to join, because it is one of the cheapest times and affordable times to get a very great value in a membership. $1 down, $15 a month gets you in the door. If you get there and you find out, hey, this is, I really do like this, because they've got new equipment all over the place. They're always keep them extremely clean. But you want more. You want the Black Card membership. The Black Card membership will get you access to every single Planet Fitness. You drive around all the time. You see them around all the time. So if that fits your schedule better, it also allows you to have unlimited guest privileges. So you can always take a guest with you. Find your nearest Planet Fitness and join today in club, online, or on the free Planet Fitness app. We're all strong on this planet. Planet Fitness.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.